Divine Office. Morning Prayer. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Christ our Redeemer, wondrous love you show us, ever inspiring souls to serve the Father. By strong attraction, varied and impelling, gift of the Spirit. Gently you call them, eagerly they answer, all things forsaking, swift of foot they follow, choosing the pathway trodden by their Savior, straight to strength exerting, your holy servant never slackened effort, model of virtues, seeking for you always. Surely she found. Power and dominion, who in his wisdom rules and governs all things, his love created. Amen.
Very early in the morning after the Sabbath, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb just as the sun was rising.
Very early in the morning after the Sabbath, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb just as the sun was rising.
O God, you are my God, for you I long. For you my soul is thirsting. My body pines for you, like a dry, weary land without water. So I gaze on you in the sanctuary to see your strength and your glory.
For your love is better than life. My lips will speak your praise. So I will bless you all my life. In your name I will lift up my hands. My soul shall be filled as with a banquet, my mouth shall praise you with joy.
On my bed, I remember you. On you I muse through the night, for you have been my help. In the shadow of your wings I rejoice. My soul clings to you. Your right hand holds me fast.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Very early in the morning after the Sabbath, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb, just as the sun was rising. My heart burns within me. I long to see my Lord. I look for him, but I cannot find where they have put him. Alleluia.
My heart burns within me. I long to see my Lord.
I look for him, but I cannot find where they have put him.
Alleluia.
Bless the Lord, all you works of the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Angels of the Lord, bless the Lord. You heavens, bless the Lord. All you waters above the heavens, bless the Lord. All you hosts of the Lord, bless the Lord. Sun and moon, bless the Lord. Stars of heaven, bless the Lord.
Every shower and dew, bless the Lord. All you winds, bless the Lord. Fire and heat, bless the Lord. Cold and chill, bless the Lord. Dew and rain, bless the Lord. Frost and chill, bless the Lord. Ice and snow, bless the Lord. Nights and days, bless the Lord. Light and darkness, bless the Lord. Lightnings and clouds, bless the Lord.
Let the earth bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Mountains and hills, bless the Lord. Everything growing from the earth, bless the Lord. You springs, bless the Lord. Seas and rivers, bless the Lord. You dolphins and all water creatures, bless the Lord. All you birds of the air, bless the Lord. All you beasts, wild and tame, bless the Lord. You sons of men, bless the Lord.
O Israel, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Priests of the Lord, bless the Lord. Servants of the Lord, bless the Lord. Spirits and souls of the just, bless the Lord. Holy men of humble heart, bless the Lord. Hananiah, Azariah, Mishael, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever.
Let us bless the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Let us praise and exalt him above all forever. Blessed are you, Lord, in the firmament of heaven. Praiseworthy and glorious and exalted above all forever.
My heart burns within me.
I long to see my Lord.
I look for him, but I cannot find where they have put him.
Alleluia.
While Mary was weeping, she bent down to look into the tomb. She saw two angels seated there, clothed in white. Alleluia.
While Mary was weeping, she bent down to look into the tomb.
She saw two angels seated there, clothed in white.
Alleluia.
Sing a new song to the Lord, his praise in the assembly of the faithful. Let Israel rejoice in its maker. Let Zion's sons exult in their king. Let them praise his name with dancing and make music with timbrel and harp.
For the Lord takes delight in his people. He crowns the poor with salvation. Let the faithful rejoice in their glory, shout for joy and take their rest. Let the praise of God be on their lips and a two-edged sword in their hand.
to deal out vengeance to the nations and punishment on all the peoples, to bind their kings in chains and their nobles in fetters of iron, to carry out the sentence preordained. This honor falls for all his faithful.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
While Mary was weeping, she bent down to look into the tomb.
She saw two angels seated there, clothed in white.
Alleluia.
A reading from the letter to the Romans. Brothers, I beg you, through the mercy of God, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, your spiritual worship. Do not conform yourselves to this age, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, so that you may judge what is God's will, what is good, pleasing, and perfect. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Mary, do not weep. The Lord is risen from the dead.
Mary, do not weep. The Lord is risen from the dead.
Go to my brothers and say to them,
The Lord is risen from the dead.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Mary, do not weep. The Lord is risen from the dead.
When Jesus had risen from the dead on the morning after the Sabbath, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, from whom he had cast out seven devils.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight, all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
When Jesus had risen from the dead on the morning after the Sabbath, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, from whom he had cast out seven devils.
My brothers, with all the holy women, let us profess our faith in our Savior and call upon him.
Come, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus, you forgave the sinful woman because she loved much.
Forgive us who have sinned much.
Come, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus, the holy women ministered to your needs during your journeys.
Help us to follow your footsteps.
Come, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus, Master, Mary listened to your words while Martha served your needs.
Help us to serve you with love and devotion.
Come, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, you call everyone who does your will, your brother, sister, and mother.
Help us to do what is pleasing to you in word and action.
Come Lord Jesus. Let us make our prayers and praise complete by offering the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Let us pray. O God, whose only begotten Son entrusted Mary Magdalene before all others with announcing the great joy of the resurrection, grant, we pray, that through her intercession and example, we may proclaim the living Christ, and come to see him reigning in your glory, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.